Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And we are back with author, speaker, researcher, educator, Gerard Artson. And the book is called The Adamski Book of UFO UAP Disclosure, Early Evidence and Answers Now Confirmed by Science. So let's get to perhaps what Adamski is best known for, and that is his contact with a Venusian entity or Venusian alien that went by the name of Orthon, taking place back in 1952. Walk us through what happened in the Colorado desert.
It was actually Adamski who called him Orthon. He gave names to his contacts, who he said did not use names themselves, but for easy reference in his books, describing his encounters and what they were telling him, he gave these human beings, he called them human beings, his own names for his readers. And what happened, Adamski describes it, begins this episode in his part of the book, Flying Saucers Have Landed, by saying it was about 12:30 in the noon hour on Thursday, 20 November 1952, that I first made personal contact with a man from another world. He came to Earth in his spacecraft, a flying saucer. He called it a scout ship. And so it was on the 20th of November, when Adamski, with a group of six friends and students, set out for a picnic, a lunch in the California desert. They went into the Coxcomb Mountains, and just before noon, they parked the cars. They traveled in two cars. Adamski had also brought his telescope, and he had a Brownie camera. After they parked the cars, they first saw a cigar-shaped ship that was also entered in Project Blue Book as Special Report Number 14. Not long afterwards, they saw what we know as flying saucers or scout craft emerge from the mothership. And apparently one of these seemed to have landed or was going to land in the nearby foothills. So Adamski went over and to explore, and he felt himself in awe of being so near a craft, obviously from another world. Until he says his reverie was broken when he suddenly realized there was a man standing not far from him, about a quarter mile from away from him. And he said his trousers were different, like ski trousers, and he had long hair reaching his shoulders. He looked like a perfectly normal human being, although his fingers were tapered, he said, and he clearly felt in the presence of a very wise being, someone who could see through him. And in their exchange, Adamski later explained that the being was testing his telepathic abilities, because later on it turned out that he could speak, but on his first in the first moments of their encounter, they were trying to exchange thoughts and ideas through gestures not being able to seemingly not able to speak the same language, but. Later on, during his later contact, he and not just Adamski, many of the contactees have said that the visitors from space are very very good at picking up languages of the countries that they visit, and they also have a translation device.
And did Orthon communicate to Adamski that he was from the planet Venus?
Yes. This was in the initial stages of their exchange. Adamski asked where he was from by first pointing to himself and then to the ground, planet Earth, and then pointing to Orthon, where are you from? And Orthon pointed at the sun and then made an orbit, the gesture of an orbit, and a second orbit, and then pointed to himself, and from that Adamski concluded that he was from Venus, which was later confirmed in words. Yes, he was from Venus.
And did Adamski try and take a photograph of Orthon?
I don't remember if he tried to take. I don't think in the moment he had the presence of mind to ask him for a, what we now would do is ask for a selfie. He did take a photograph of the foothills on his way there, and recent enhancements of that photograph, which was made by a simple Brownie camera. Swedish photographer. René Erik Olsen, he enhanced these photographs, and this particular one showed a part of the saucer sticking out from behind one of the hills, and a figure, not very clear, obviously, because there was a significant distance from which the photograph was taken, but there was the clear silhouette and features of a man standing nearby the saucer. So there's no clear photograph of what Orthon looks like.
I understand, though, there were plaster casts taken of Orthon's shoe imprints.
Yes. When Orthon had left, Adamski noticed, also because Orthon made a point of showing that he was leaving these imprints in the sand in the ground where they had met, and Adamski noticed strange symbols in the footprints and one of his friends that was with him, George Hunt Williamson, himself also an author and a researcher, did extensive research in the, among the Native Americans in South America. He had a plaster with him, so they could make a plaster cast of the footprints.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Anything else unusual about them, or do they just look like shoe prints in the sand? Or is there anything unusual about these plaster casts?
Well, they had strange symbols, and these symbols, if I'm not mistaken, were also found by George Hunt Williamson on one of his expeditions in South America. I'm not entirely sure if these were the ones, but it was... attempt at letting us know certain things. But I must say, I haven't really studied this particular part of the account, because for me, Adamski's significance is much more in what he understood of life, and you know, he was aware that consciousness is fundamental to our objective reality. So I've never been too much into the physicality of flying saucer or spacecraft. How long were they? What was the azimuth of where they were sighted? It's about why are they here? And if Adamski was teaching about the fundamental nature of consciousness in the 1930s and continued to do so throughout his life, despite critics saying that he came into the flying saucer business because that's where the money was to be made, that's complete nonsense, because in his books, or his book Inside the Spaceships, that relates many more of his later encounters from 1953 onward, he is told by his extraterrestrial contacts also about the fundamental of consciousness being fundamental to reality. And in his latest books, Cosmic Philosophy and the Science of Life Study Course, he continues to talk about consciousness and the need for humanity to expand its consciousness and its understanding of life if we are to survive. He even said in a talk in 1955, the main thing is not it's not about flying saucers or about me or any other phenomenon. The main thing is what is transpiring in this world today. And what is transpiring now is that humanity and the coming of the visitors from space is to do or is causing or and should be causing an expansion of our awareness of life and the nature of life. So I'm sorry, but I'm not really into the specifics of the things that all these physical things can be disputed and have been disputed, especially if you don't read what Adamski said about it himself. You know, so many of the critics are just parroting the initial so-called analyses by Jim Moseley. And when you go into it, it just doesn't hold up the criticism. And that's why, for me, the main part is his visionary quality of Adamski. He was aware of what is going on in the world. He was aware that we're at a critical moment in our history. And as I said, he knew that there's more to life than just being born and dying. And that's it. And we have to make the best of it. Life is universal.
Right.
Science, and that's, I think, what I try to do in my book. Science is confirming these very fundamental notions that Adamski has been putting forward throughout his life and his career.
Could we just go back to Orthon for a moment, because can you share what Orthon's, primary message to Adamski was?
Yes, that's another interesting aspect of this first encounter. When Adamski asked him, why are you coming? When's your visits? Why are you coming here? And Orthon then made gestures of the atomic clouds, and Adamski checked, are you here because of the atomic bomb explosion? So, and it was also in the first report about this desert encounter in November 52. 4 days later, there was a report in the Phoenix Gazette. And it actually headlined, here we are. Flying saucer passenger declares A-bomb blast reason for visits. So it was one of the main reasons for the visitors from space to come at this particular time in our history. And of course, this has been supported by many other contactees who were told the same thing in the same time. There's plenty of other UFO researchers who have come to the same conclusion we started noticing Foo Fighters on the tails of fighter jets in World War II, especially after the atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. There have been numerous sightings of UFOs over nuclear arm bases and testing grounds, starting in the 1950s or maybe even the 1940s. And of course, I'm sure most listeners are aware of the press conference organized and the documentary made by
Robert Salas.
Robert Hastings. Robert Hastings,
right.
In 2010.
The UFO incursion over Malmstrom Air Force Base that took place in 1967, where they shut down a bunch of ICBM missiles, took them offline.
Exactly.
And there were others in 67 as well, Malmstrom and Minot Air Force Base as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Robert Hastings, for his documentary, brought together a group of 120 former and active military officers who were based at these nuclear missile facilities, U.S. military facilities, and they all witnessed the same thing of missile shutdowns involving UFO sightings. And his documentary from 2010 documents the same thing from, unsuspected or unsuspicious, what do you call that, sources that are reliable, these military men who have been trained thoroughly.
Right, so unimpeachable,
The same thing was already told to George Adamski and reported by George Adamski in 1952.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.